Representative Andrea Lee is the chairwoman of the House State Agencies Committee. The Russellville Republican is in her third term, and her committee will eventually whittle down as many as 37 proposals to alter the state's constitution to just 3, maybe even fewer. So how does she see all of this playing out? Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently sat down with Representative Lee to find out more.
Let's talk about the process of constitutional changes. I think a lot of our audience probably understands that the Senate has some joint resolutions, the House has some joint resolutions. Walk folks that don't know the process through how you guys whittle that down and then get it to the point where you actually vote on what's going to be out there.
Well, senators file their bills, their joint resolutions, and House members file their joint resolutions. Each committee separately votes on what they want to send out, and then we meet jointly as a committee at some point. My understanding right now is Senator Williams is going to be hearing his joint resolutions like regular bills throughout the regular committee process. My plan right now is to have a separate committee meeting that hears nothing but the joint resolutions.
Let's talk about what you have seen filed on the House side. Just some of the things that come to mind in your neck of the woods. What do you think is most interesting?
Well, the one that's being discussed a lot right now is the ethics one. As you know, Regnant Populist, the citizens group, got together in ethics reform to put it on the ballot last time. And we have a couple, a senator actually, and a representative that are drawing one up right now that addresses some of those concerns. It's kind of, we're calling it an ethics bill. One of the other discussions I hear is dealing with term limits for legislators. Another one is dealing with the, and this was filed both in the Senate and the House, and that's dealing with the election of highway
commissioners
yeah. as well as game and fish commissioners.
Yeah, and you filed one on highway commissioners.
I did.
Right?
I filed one.
Why do you think that's good public policy?
You know, part of it is, and I'm not positive it's good public policy. I think it's worth discussing, that's for sure. And one of the reasons is because of the constitutional amendment we passed last time with the sales tax. Now, let's make sure it's spent fairly throughout the entire state instead of focused in certain areas. And sometimes an election makes that happen.
A lot of talk too about tort reform. I would say that if I was a gambling man,
yes.
I would say that there will be a tort reform measure of some shape, fashion, or form.
And if you gambled on that, you would win.
Yeah.
I'm fairly confident some level of tort reform will come out.
You think that one definitely, some form of that comes out of your joint committee when y'all meet to refer them out?
If I were a gambling woman, yes. I would say
that you've never set foot in a casino before, have you?
I would say that some form of tort reform will be referred out.
What else do you think has legitimately a good shot? You talked about the ethics law. It's got a couple of different moving parts to it. Do you think that one has?
You know, what's interesting to me is the discussion about the election of more discussion than I expected about the election of game and fish officers and highway commissioners. That's gotten a little bit of a buzz. Kind of surprised me.
Yeah. All right. Anything in there that you see that you'd be willing to go on the record as saying, I think that's a terrible idea. I'm going to make sure as the chairwoman of this committee that one never sees the light of day.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because after sitting there in my freshman year and then last year and this year, I want to make sure that all 20 members of the committee feel equal in getting to have their voice heard. I didn't feel that way 2 years ago, and I didn't feel that way 4 years ago. So no, I'm not willing to say as a chairman, I'm purposely going to kill something. Because I want all 100 of us in the House are equal, and I want them to all feel that way. I certainly didn't feel that way.
Representative Andrea Lee is the chairwoman of the House State Agencies Committee, and she recently spoke to Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, The electric cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.